all we had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I guess we did have hickories. A few, if we'd go out in the woods and hunt them, but mostly walnuts.
And these oval-shaped, I think, in California.
Almonds or...
Did you say almonds when you were a girl?
Well, I didn't even know what it was.
No. And you don't have pecans around.
We didn't then. Now, there might have been some wild trees around, but we didn't have any close to us.
Mm-hmm. And you today?
We have two out here in our backyard, but they're not bearing too good.
Do people grow
wild?
Oh, yes, people grow pecans a lot over here. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, yeah, everybody has one or two in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have what you'd call many just plain orchards around here.
I don't know any just regular pecan orchards.
No.
They grow a lot in Mississippi.
Yes, I've seen some beautiful orchards down there, but they tell me they can't market them because the transportation is a problem.
Yeah.
Getting them picked in the market is just too much of a...
And I'll tell you something else while you're on food. And when I smell of an orange today, I think of Christmas. Because then was the only time we got oranges.
Real treat.
When we got oranges, it was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one thing, you couldn't go to the store any time during the year and buy oranges. And then that was a luxury that if they did have them in the store, it was a luxury you couldn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
But at Christmas time, we got oranges.
That's the only time we ever had here at the store, during Christmas time.
At Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have them all during the year then, like you do now.
I remember in my own childhood, we never had any oranges except in the what was called a treat that the Sunday school used to give the kids. And they always had some nuts and an orange and candy. How about different fruits? Did you have any cherries?
Yes, we had cherries and peaches.
Mm-hmm. How did you prepare the cherries? Can them or make preserves?
We'd can them most of the time.
How did you prepare them?
Well, you just had to sit down one by one and squeeze that pit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just a one by one job.
Mm-hmm. And how about peaches? What kind of?
We had two kinds. We had the freestone peach, and then we had the cling peach. And we made peach pickle out of the cling peach, the kind that clung to the seeds. You just peel them and pickle them whole.
I see.
And the other kind, you'd cut off the seed.
Mm-hmm.
They'd burst off the seed, rather, and can them for pies and to eat.
And apples, you mentioned you dry your own apples.
Mm-hmm.
How would you prepare them to dry?
We, most of the time, would peel the apple and then we'd slice it off all the way around the core. But I have known people to have a core, they'd peel it and then they'd take the core out and slice them crossways and have a little round slice of apple with a hole in the center.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that called a snit?
Mm.
Snit. And what kind of... you'd make preserves? Would you make any kind of jelly?
Apple jelly.
Mm-hmm. That was a chief kind. And when you would dry fruit, how would you describe what would happen to it? It would shrink up,
And
you ever use the word shrivel?
Shrivel, yes.
Same.
That's a word that's used.
Mm-hmm.